This week's parasha is Parashas Bechukosai. The parasha starts off Im Bechukosai Telechu. If you will go with my decrees, Ves Mitzvosai Teshmeru Vasisa Maisam. And Rashi already points out Im Bechukosai Telechu can't mean if you do my mitzvahs, because it says Ves Mitzvosai Teshmeru Vasisa Maisam. So what does Im Bechukosai Telechu mean? Rashi says it means Shetehe Amelim V'Tayra. You should toil in Tayra, work hard in Tayra. And our Chaim, our Kaddish asks, why is it called a chayk? Why is it called a decree? A chayk usually means a mitzvah without any reason. It's a decree without any reason. Why is it called a chayk? So the Arachayim Kaddish explains Pshatas like this. V'tam shekara kosev omel ha-toyra chuka litzad shiyesh ba mitzvah fil lumay dvarim shalom da pamayim shalosh v'midu mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, even if you learned it already. You say, I know that already. There's still a mitzvah to learn that again. There's a mitzvah to keep on learning, even if you know it already. Mashaykin, other alahavda, other chachmas, once you know it, you know it. But Torah, even if you know it, there's a mitzvah to learn it again and again. And the Arachayim Kosh is an unbelievable thing. He says, you know what? Hashem made something called shikha, forgetting? Because it would be very hard to keep this chayk. It would be very hard to keep this decree to learn Torah. I know it already. It's so hard to learn it again. So Hashem said, I'll make something called shikha, forgetting. And therefore, it makes it easier to mekayin this chayk. Like he fears ois. There's a gzeira, you should forget what you're learning. Therefore, it'll be geshmak to learn it again. And that's why it's called a chayk. And why is it chukaisai, losha rabim? Because he says it's Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapeh. We find the pasuk in Eiv says, Odom lo omal yulad. A person in this world is created to work hard. Every person has to work hard. There's no such thing as a free ride. And it's a bracha that if your work could be in Torah, because you know you're going to have to work, but it's great if your work could be Amal b'Torah, and you'll be yaitza, your inyan of Amal with the Torah. Similarly, we find such an idea that there are some people who say, you know what, I don't want to have children, it's so hard, they're so hard to take care of, they're so expensive, and they say they're not going to have so many children. What does Hashem do? Hashem says, life is not supposed to be easy, and therefore, I'll give you other problems. So halavai, have the problems with the good things, like the bracha of having children, or the bracha of keeping mitzvahs, the bracha of learning Torah. You have to work anyway. You might as well work by doing the mitzvah Hashem, the Torah of Hashem. And the pasuk says further, says, M'chukai says leichu, if yameilam Torah, what happens? Later on in the psukim, in pasuk vav, it says, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, that if someone keeps the mitzvahs, what's going to happen? V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, v'shchat mei machrid. Hashem will bring peace to the land. Learning Torah and working hard in Torah and doing the mitzvahs, you know what that brings? That brings Shalom Baretz. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, more than 20 years ago, writes in his Sefer Tver Shimshon, he says that we always hear these tainus in Eretz Yisrael, Klape the Tziba Haredi. He says, why are you not part of the army? Why are you not going to fight with the army, in the Israeli army? Why not coming to fight? And the answer is that we are fighting the army. That how do we bring Shalom Baretz? How do we bring peace to land? With learning Torah. The Torah brings peace to land, like the pasuk says, V'nasati Shalom Baretz. But he does give a little musa, Zakhar Shimshon Pinkus. He says that we are in the army. We're learning Torah. We're protecting Klal Yisrael with learning Torah. That's our army. Are we doing a good job? Every time, Chas V'Shalom, a soldier gets killed, or someone gets hurt in Eretz Yisrael, it's our fault. We're not doing such a good job in our army. If we would learn the correct way and keep our end of the bargain, of learning Torah every minute and keeping up the strength of our army, then there'll be Shalom Baretz. Now it's not Shalom Baretz, and there's so much Tzaras, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael. It's our fault because we are not learning Torah good enough. We're not doing mitzvahs good enough. Because if we do, the Torah tells us, is maftiach us, v'nasati Shalom Baretz. And the bracha is that all of us should be zoiche to learn Torah, and that should be our hard work to have good children. That should be our hard work, and we should do mitzvahs. And with that, we'll bring a Shalom Baretz.